This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Rodgers steps up, looks downfield, got a man in the end zone. The ball is picked off by Richard Sherman in the back of the end zone.
The biggest voices in sports.
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Okay.
And I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's been compensation that the Packers are trying to get.
The heartbreak.
Signals being called. Here's the snap. High snap. Placement made. Kick end over end to the uprights. And it is good. The San Francisco 49ers advance.
The celebrations.
Rodgers back. Pass rush holds. He's going to throw a bomb down the field for Devontae Adams in the double coverage. It is intercepted by Richard Sherman, who will go down. And the 49ers are going to win the game and win the NFC Championship game and go to the Super Bowl.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Yeah, happy Thursday, everybody. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show, only on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart, let's start over here because we had a lot of Mavs conversation in this hour, a little bit of Suns, but we'll stay on the Mavs for now. Head coach Jason Kidd coming off of the win over the Sacramento Kings last night in the play-in tournament in order for the Wright to become the 8th seed, only to get spanked by the Thunder. He said after the game that Anthony Davis was basically forgotten as a footnote in this trade, is a winner.
He's a leader. He's won it. We've said this over and over. He's won at every level. I've been with him in a play-in game situation, and so he has some good looks there that just didn't go down for him. But again, the positivity of him believing in his teammates and putting his teammates in a position to be successful was at a high.
I mean, if he was like a 25-year-old superstar in his own right, it would be a different story. If this was Anthony Davis 6 years ago and Nico Harrison just preferred the future of Anthony Davis rather than Luka Doncic, that'd be one thing. Completely different. Anthony Davis is a little older, but he is also, I mean, the name I saw that I like to say is Anthony Day to Davis. Guy's always hurt. Makes the trade, 2.5 quarters, he gets hurt. Tickets, by the way, for this game on Friday night, you can get in as low as $9.
Wow.
The average cost is $41 to get in. So Memphis not too enthralled either to see their guys go at it for a chance to get spanked by the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Almost like I said that. All right, let's go to the losing side, because what a turnaround from the Sacramento Kings. We went from light the beam to just end the season. Ugh. They wound up losing, obviously. It was just the Chicago Bulls West is how they attempted to be competitive in the Western Conference. Obviously, didn't work out. So they fired their general manager, Monty McNair. The search is on. Maybe Calvin Booth. You know, there are a couple of names that will be floating out there. Scott Perry could be another one. But one guy hoping to keep his job in a more permanent basis was interim head coach Doug Christie. He says he really, 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 really wants to stay.
This is where I want to be. I think you guys know that. I need to finish what I started. And that's the only reason that I ever even stepped onto the sideline from where I was at initially, because I had to exercise some demons for myself.
I'm not really sure what the options are going to be. Obviously, there's a couple of guys, Taylor Jenkins and Michael Malone, that were just fired from their respective teams. I'm not sure of any hot coaching prospects that are circulating out there that are waiting to get their head start. It'll be interesting to see if the Kings do go a different direction. The big splash they made a couple of years ago, Mike Brown, they then soured on that probably prematurely.
Yeah.
But these coaches aren't getting, they're not getting a long leash anymore. I mean, to have two coaches fired a month before the playoffs, and then to have Bud get the 5-year deal and just see one of it. If you're gonna hire a coach, I think a lot of these people are looking for miracle workers. Hire a guy to come in, establish something, build a system. They've got a guy there in Christie. We'll see if that's the direction that they want to go. But when you keep changing GM and coach, and that's the thing, if you fire GM, new GM come in, he'll probably want his own guy. So I don't know if the future sounds great for Dougie C.
Yeah, not so much in the front office, obviously, you know, Cannon, the GM, not so much in the coaching staff, because we don't know what the direction going to go there, as well as the roster. Normally, I don't play two cuts from the same, you know, team story, but this one's pretty quick. Domantas Sabonis, what does the team need more than anything else?
The biggest thing is we need a point guard, that's for sure.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah. he's looking at the roster. He's like, please, let's get someone in here to give me the ball. But a three-second answer, so I thought that was very appropriate.
They had one in Tyrese Halliburton, but that's who they traded for Sabonis.
Makes no sense.
And Keon Ellis has been playing well. I guess not well enough.
I guess. Sorry. I mean, what an indictment. But all right, let's go to the Eastern Conference. Your Bucks. They will be playing their first game. They get the early tip on Saturday against the Pacers with Tyrese Halliburton on that team now. Doc Rivers giving an update on a potential returning superstar.
Probably about 24 hours. It's been great. All great news. We didn't go a lot live today, but he was in practice throughout practice today. You know, now we just got to see where he's at physically. It's going to take a minute.
Damian Lillard, right away. I was waiting for him to say the name.
Damian Lillard cleared for basketball activities. Still will not be in game one, but I don't know if it's game two, game three, game four. Bucks playoff runs the last few years have been really excruciating because we're just waiting for the team to be fully healthy. And now, get this, the Bucks won 8 in a row going into the playoffs. So some Bucks fans are like, is he going to ruin our chemistry? You got to get at least one healthy postseason out of Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo to know what it looks like. Because if the Bucks do get bounced in the first round or have a really bad showing even with a win and then in the second round, they may have to move on from Dame. So you want to at least know what your team looks like before you shake up your team. So encouraged to see that he may be coming back soon.
All right, let's get one last one in here to wrap up the Blitz today on this Thursday. Let's go to the NFL because it would be a war crime if I don't bring the NFL into every conversation that we do. Here is Vikings general manager Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. He's at pick number 24. And someone asked him, hey, you guys going to trade down?
Right now at this point in the draft, we try and make sure our board is correct in terms of how we view things. You got to prepare yourself. You're picking 24th. You better be able to call 24 and have 24 names that you're willing to stand up and clap and feel great about. So that's the first and foremost and the foundation of how we build this thing. The trades and all those things, scenarios, they come.
They've only got four picks overall. There's been no first-round pick that's been traded yet. This seems to be the most likely one to get traded. No, I think there's going to be some trades potentially, but this one seems to be the one that's almost guaranteed to be traded. I think Vikings fans, if they're having a draft watch party, they would be... They're just waiting for the trade and then maybe go to bed.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.